Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
I'm the guy who secretly lives in your home. I watch you watch TV. I watch you dance and I watch you cry. But I don't want you shower because that would cross the line. I'm the guy who secretly lives in your home. I'm always there.
Oh, let's give this a whirl, shall we? Welcome to another badass episode. Today we're talking to the homie Henry Seltzer. That's the last name I can actually pronounce. It's also my second favorite kind of water behind water. Henry is a friend of the show. He's a friend to me. He's a friend to Grant. And maybe he's possibly a friend to you. Maybe after today, he will be a friend to you. Henry, back in my day, when I was young, a whippersnapper going to shows, he was going to shows all the time. And even as recently as like a year or two ago, I saw this dude get into the pit, throw the fuck down, walk out with like half of his body was just broke. It was a Hate Theory pit, which is the band that he's picking today. One of my favorite bands ever. And I know I say that and it sounds like it's hyperbole, but I swear to God it's not. Hate Theory is fucking high up there on the list. Top 100 bands, period. Not just local. And if you're in my top local band, like, dude, you know, if you're in my top 100 local bands, that's still pretty, you know, you should feel pretty good about yourself. Hey, Eagle, Eric Eagle, he put us up, we're his 96 favorite Akron band of all time, so. Yeah, I guess I'll live another day. All right. That was so... what do I think of myself? Jesus Christ, what am I doing with my life? Hope everybody's staying safe, healthy. Let's hit up my man Henry. I've been up all day, dude. I've been up all day doing weird shit. I know Henry's been doing shit. He's kind enough to take the time out. Let's talk a little bit about his choice. Let's give Henry a call.
Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Satan's my name. I can make you sin. I can make you feel your pain. I can twist. I can make you seduce me. Wanna do the what to see. You can call me Lucy.
Yo, yo, Henry, what's going on, my man?
What's up, dude?
Dude, not much, you know, just chilling, hanging out, doing a podcast with my homie Henry Seltzer, talking about some music.
The huge. Best thing to do on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
It really is, honestly, it is. I mean, fuck going outside and doing stuff. Like, why would I do that when I could just be chilling in here and talking on speakerphone with my mans?
I would just sit inside, look in windows. You were outside, you know.
Just like a fucking sad dog. That's kind of
exactly. Sad puppy. What's been going on, man?
Dude, not a whole lot. You know, just trying to keep myself sane, and you know, the things are starting to kind of get back to normal in the work field for me. So like, focusing on just a lot of work, keeping busy.
Right.
But I still got to keep doing this. I still got to keep doing this podcast thing, or else, like, I think I will legitimately lose my mind. Like, I've been...
it's been great. All the episodes have been awesome. Oh, people have been digging them, so...
Oh, dude, thank you so much. And I have a feeling that this one, it will be no different. I'm very excited that you took the time out of your day to pick up the phone and give us a band and a song to listen to. As people may not know, what we do here on Localize It is we talk to somebody who knows their shit when it comes to the Northeast Ohio music scene over any time in the past 40 years. And we have somebody pick a song and a band from the local scene. And today you are picking one of my favorite bands ever, dude. Why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners what you decided to pick today?
Man, it was a tough one. Obviously, everybody's going back and forth between new and old, and I wanted to do something new, but I gotta go back to what actually drew me into the Kent local scene, and really surprised nobody's picked it yet, but I gotta go with Hate Theory Freezing.
Dude, yes. Yes, Hate Theory Freezing. That's, like, that's probably, I would say that it might be one of their two most popular songs.
Yeah, it's up there.
Why did you pick Freezing?
So for me, Hate Theory was like the second local show that I ever went to. And there's just always something about their energy, about that band in general, that just draws you to it. But the first time I saw Freezing live, and everybody just went absolutely apeshit the entire time. That was my first experience in like a real local pit. And it was like, that's when I knew that I found the place I wanted to be, right? So,
right.
that song has a lot of memories for me from the early 2000s. And I mean, I broke my collarbone to that song. So that song always will definitely be there for me.
You broke your collarbone to that song. I wonder how many people have broken bones in Hate Theory pits.
Plenty, I'm sure. There's always blood.
Right. You were bleeding after the last Hate Theory pit I saw you in.
Yeah, busted my elbow.
Yeah, that was some of the most. You made me feel like such a bitch because we're, you know, I mean, we're older now, and so I was like, I was doing the cool guy stand on the side of the stage thing. Just like, yeah, I'm standing here watching Hate Theory, and I see you come out of the pit completely fucked up, just smiling, though, ear to ear. And I was like, man, what a bad motherfucker, dude.
Smile then, pain the next day, man. That's how it is anymore.
Yeah, you didn't have to go to the hospital the last time, though, did you?
No, I didn't. I probably should have, but I didn't. Still a little piece of bone in my elbow.
Right.
But it's okay. I'll survive.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Fucking Hate Theory. God, when was it? So it was like 2000, whatever, the first time you saw them?
Yes. Like early 2000 would have been the first time that I actually saw them.
Man.
And, yeah, no looking back since.
Mm-mm. I'm glad you didn't pick Lightbulb, but I think I told you that.
As much as I love that song, and that's my sing-along car song, that's not Freezing's Hate Theory to me.
Yeah,
obviously they have other ones that are complete gems, but that's the song.
I feel like people would have to pull their car over if Lightbulb was on and just start crying. It's such an emotional, it's such an emotional song. I was just like,
grab the closest person to you and sing along, man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Pulling the sheets over her feet for nothing.
Corey from the band Fistula did that to me. They just grabbed my shoulder and started singing in my ear, and I was like, what a beautiful moment.
And I'm pretty sure the last one, me, Matt Kaler, and Nick Citrone, like, had arms locked swaying back and forth in the pit singing it, so.
Aw. Aw. Hate Theory can bring it all. They can do it all.
They really can. Jeff Falls, an amazing frontman. You guys have said it a million times on the show.
Yeah.
It's so intense. Can't really go wrong.
Nope. Got veins popping out of his neck all the time.
Veins popping out of everywhere.
Yeah, veins popping out of his veins. Thank you for coming on, and I'm so glad that somebody finally picked Hate Theory. If people listening haven't heard Hate Theory yet, you guys are in for a treat. This song is a killer song.
You're fucking up. If you haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I appreciate you having me on here, man. Definitely cool. Can't wait to hear the rest of what you got coming out.
Oh yeah, dude, for sure. I can't wait to. I think you'll like it. I think you'll dig it.
No, I'm sure I will, man.
Well, thank you so much for your time, dude. I'm about to play some Hate Theory right now for the listeners. You have yourself a lovely rest of your day. Thanks again, dude.
You too, man.
All right, brother.
See you around.
For sure. You take care.
Later, man.
Peace. Oh, that was the wonderful Henry Seltzer. Ooh, I just got a text.
I I'll see you there. Subscribe, motherfucker.